Okay, people, pay attention.
Now it's time for me to get out of here and do my day job, White House correspondent.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
It's April Ryan.
For Roland Martin. Roland Martin is brought to you by General Motors, made to love. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala puts a new spin on an amazing heritage. Find new roads. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala from Baltimore. April Ryan, White House correspondent and Washington Bureau Chief for American Urban Radio Networks. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Well, we have a hot issue this morning. The Federal Parent Plus Loan Program now has very strict guidelines. The Congressional Black Caucus and HBCU presidents have been petitioning the Department of Education about this. If you have a blemish, Tom, on your credit report over the past 5 years, parents will not get the loan. My guess says about 138,000 HBCU students get the loan, and a million students from other colleges receive the loan as well. With us this morning to talk about all of this is Morgan State University President Dr. David Wilson, who also sits on the White House National Advisory Committee Board of Directors for HBCUs. Good morning, President Wilson. How are you?
Good morning, April. I'm quite well this morning.
Well, Dr. Wilson, you are part of a group of 11 college presidents requesting a meeting with President Barack Obama on this matter. We understand you want a moratorium on the loans right now. Talk to us about that.
Yes, we certainly have asked for a meeting with President Obama and with Secretary Duncan on this issue. The HBCU community presidents is requesting a return to the standards of approval for the Parent Plus loan that we had placed 5 years ago.
Well, you know, we understand that HBCUs are really the launch point for many young African Americans to become middle-income persons. So how is this impacting the students out there and the HBCU schools?
Well, it certainly is affecting us tremendously at Morgan, as it is across the HBCU community, as you said, April, and across the higher education community. At Morgan alone, just to give you some indication of the impact that these restrictions are having on us, since 2010, we've had roughly about 850 to 1,000 parents to apply for the Parent Plus loan. And we anticipate, as we come into the 2013 year, that number has dropped to basically about 500 individuals being approved. And so we are standing to lose roughly about $4.5 million in revenue.
Mm.
But more importantly, I think each time that a young person's dream of a college education is derailed, our entire black community loses. It's causing a tremendous impact on us financially, as it is on the other 104 HBCUs across.
What about faculty and staff at Morgan State? Have you had to reduce faculty and staff at Morgan State and other HBCUs?
What we're looking at coming into the fall is a possible reduction in course offerings. We're also looking at dramatically reducing travel budgets for faculty and staff to go to conferences. We are putting a freeze on hiring, and we are eliminating some program offerings and possibly some services.
This thing is putting you out of business.
Well, no, it's not going to put us out of business, but it certainly is going to curtail significantly the type of support that we are offering to the students at the university who desperately need it.
Wow.
And this is through other universities as well, correct? I mean, they're looking at possible staff reductions too, right?
Yes, this is uniform across the higher education community, the HBCU community, and indeed amongst many institutions in higher education.
Well, everyone, we understand that the HBCU presidents will be in Washington in September to meet with the White House, with the White House conference on HBCUs. So you're expecting to meet with the president really fast, or yes or no then?
Well, you know, we're hopeful that we'll sit down and have a good dialogue on a number of policy issues while we're in Washington, and we'll see what what happens.
All right.
I love HBCUs.
I do want to say, April and Tom, that we are not taking this lying down, so to speak, at Morgan. We have a fundraising effort on the way, an emergency fund. We're trying to raise $300,000 by the end of the month. We have over 200 people who've given, averaging $250, raised about $50,000. So go to our website, givetomorgan.edu, and contribute.
And April right. Ryan is an alum.
Amen.
Fair Morgan.
Very proud alum.
All right. Good job, April.
Thanks, guys.
Roland Martin.